You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Emails obtained by the Idaho Press reveal that Kenyon County jail officials actively reach out to federal immigration officials to pick up inmates they suspect of violating immigration law. In several cases, Kenyon County deputies called on federal officials to check on inmates who turned out to be American citizens. The Idaho Press obtained emails between Kenyon County and federal immigration officials through a public records request. The more than 300 pages of emails were all from the month of March. Idaho Press reporter Nicole Foy broke this story, and she is joining us live in studio. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So, Nicole, first off, tell me about how you started finding out about this.
Sure. So I've been covering immigration at the Kenyon County Jail for a little bit more than a year now. And it's always been understood that Kenyon County has a contract. It's an intergovernmental service contract with immigration officials. Generally, what that's been understood to mean is if immigration officials see an inmate in Kenyon County's roster that they suspect to be in the country illegally, then they reach out and request to detain that person. And Kenyon County has said that they will honor those requests and detain that person if ICE asks. But once we requested these emails just from the month of March, it was really easy to see that that's not necessarily what's happening. That does happen a lot. But what's more common is the second that anyone who is listed as a foreign born is booked into the Kenyon County Jail or finishes charges, you know, they're about to be released, they're soon to be released on bond, anything like that, they alert immigration officials, send their personal information and say, you know, the title of our article was, I've just booked a foreign born, because that's usually how these emails start out.
Really?
Yes.
So when you got these emails and all of this was coming to light as you are reading through them, what are you thinking from a journalistic standpoint?
From a journalistic standpoint, it's mostly just that this is a far deeper relationship than people who have been covering immigration in Idaho or just covering Kenyon County and the Treasure Valley were aware existed. You know, we knew that they worked with immigration officials as requested, but it's a very proactive relationship. And also, you know, you can get into the semantics, and Kenyon County and immigration officials I spoke to certainly did. But, you know, based on these emails, it's very clear to see that at least during the month of March, anytime a person was booked into the Kenyon County Jail and appeared to be born in another country, Kenyon County staff were emailing immigration officials and asking them to check their immigration status. Many times, immigration officials would email back and say, hey, we can't detain this person. They're a U.S. citizen, or they're a legal permanent resident. And of course, that's where that discussion would end. But it's definitely not something that a lot of people were aware was happening.
And we should be clear, because what had been, I think, the common thought was that if there was some type of red flag about them being illegally in the country, somehow, some way, when they are booked into jail, there is a red flag of some sort that goes up, then ICE is contacted. What you uncovered, at least in the month of March, is that if someone was not born in the United States, the sheriff's department, the sheriff's office in Kenyon County actively contacted ICE.
Yes.
And said, check their status.
Yes. And that is what immigration officials did. And also another thing, too, that is also clear is this process is expedited, usually based on whether this inmate is about to bond out of jail. So sometimes they'll be in there for a fairly low charge. Kenyon County has a a well-documented overcrowding issue, and so are generally trying to release on bond as many inmates as possible as won't be a danger to society. But along with the subject line of foreign born, there's also often a subject line in these emails saying bondable, where they're warning immigration officials that if you want this person, they're likely to bond out within the next day or so, so you'll have to come get them quickly.
Wow. Also, we should note that during all of this, not the best time for Kenyon County. I know you haven't been really digging deep into these three lawsuits, but the county is also facing three lawsuits right now, correct?
Yes, and dealing specifically with their decision to accept these immigration detainers, these requests to detain inmates on behalf of immigration officials. Oftentimes, at least the lawsuits allege, after you know, the inmate or their family has already posted bond. So this is, again, it really just reveals that there is a lot more happening. There's a lot closer relationship with a lot more Canyon County staff members than people were previously aware of.
Because in the article, you state that the sheriff's office staff are instructed to notify immigration officials for all foreign-born inmates.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I sent a pretty detailed list of questions asking Canyon County to lay out their policy. And before the article published, they declined to comment on several of those questions, citing the pending lawsuits. They did provide two immigration policy documents that kind of lay out what they want their staff members to do. And one of them is if the, on the first page, it says, you know, if someone is foreign born and they have a, and they're going to be here for more than one day, then you email ICE. But if they are a book and release, like they have a very low charge, like one of the women that we wrote about that we found in the email, if they're a book and release, they're just going to be booked in and asked to show up their court hearing later. You actually are supposed to email and call immigration officials on two separate phone numbers until someone picks up. So it's very much an active we're trying to bring these people to immigration officials' attention as often and as quickly as possible.
Has anyone within the Canyon County Sheriff's Office or the jail contacted you or spoken with you about this since the article published?
We received a statement that after the article published, still trying to get the Canyon County Sheriff's Office to speak more in depth, but just saying that, you know, they work with immigration officials and it is their job to coordinate with federal immigration officers to keep communities safe. That is generally the line from immigration officials as well.
I'm speaking with Idaho Press reporter Nicole Foy about her recent article regarding immigration officials and how they are interacting with Canyon County Sheriff's Office. So within the article, you also, though, contacted Ada County Sheriff's Office because you wanted to find out, all right, if this is standard, if this is standard practice, this is standard practice. What did you find out from Ada County?
So the Ada County Sheriff's Office said that they do what I would say we generally assumed Canyon County was doing. If ICE requests that they detain someone and they send in the 48-hour request to detain, they will honor it. ICE has to come pick up that person. Ada County says they will not hold them any longer. And so they're not, according to the public information officer I spoke to, they're not actively reaching out. They're not sending, the date of birth, social security number, and first and last name and charges of every person who was foreign born and booked into the Ada County Jail. That's what they say. I have to say, though, I have not obtained emails between immigration officials and Ada County. I haven't asked for them. So it's one of those things where that is what they're saying, and I probably wouldn't want to comment in depth on it unless I saw emails that showed that for sure.
Right. And also what you found in this, because you did speak to some ICE officials as well, was, and as you said in the article, numerous people were telling them when they were booked, I'm an American citizen.
Yeah. So when we include in our article online, you can see some of the emails. And oftentimes they'll say, you know, I've just booked a foreign born. This is a Canyon County customer service specialist, all of these titles, contacting immigration officials and saying, I've just booked a foreign born. She says she is a U.S. citizen, but here's her charges. And we think she has court on Monday. And an immigration official will email back and say, yeah, this person's a U.S. citizen. We checked. We can't detain them. And so, again, it's just a little bit more in-depth and a more, I guess, thorough check than people were aware was happening.
Well, and as you said, a bit more proactive.
Yeah. And in one case that we talk about, there was a girl who was 18 at the time, was booked into the Canyon County Jail on what's called a book and release because her charge was apparently being under the influence in public. And the Canyon County customer service specialist emailed immigration officials and said, I've got this girl. She's going to be booked and released, but she has to wait for her ride. So she's going to be here. And they actually laughed about it over email about whether or not this they would be able to come and pick this person up in time for her ride. They said LOL several times in emails to each other and did confirm with the ICE spokeswoman that this girl was detained. She is released on bond right now and facing her immigration case, but Canyon County did alert ICE and warn them that her ride was coming, and they were able to detain her before that ride came, apparently.
And within the emails that you requested, you did find that there were Ukrainian names as well. So mm-hmm. we should be clear that it is basically if you were foreign-born. Mm-hmm. So it covers the gamut.
And it is interesting, and because, I don't know for sure, because Canyon County hasn't specified what they do, mm-hmm. But it's foreign born. So if someone assumes they're born in another country, whether that means it's on your passport or it's on your driver's license as, born in Mexico.
Well, it always says everything you fill out. It says, place of birth.
Yeah, yeah. So, as long as they assume that they're filling that out accurately in the booking sheet. But of course, I don't know. That's kind of all we know. We just know that if it's foreign-born, according to the policy documents, they do can't contact immigration officials. And, of course, foreign-born runs the gamut of, legal statuses. You could be here on a work visa. You could be a legal permanent resident. You could be an American citizen who has since been naturalized mm-hmm. for 10 years. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter. You're all getting your immigration status checked by immigration officials.
And we should quickly note, you mentioned this in the article about what federal courts recently ruled on mm-hmm. about how this could potentially violate inmates' constitutional rights. Is that accurate?
Yeah. So if you can look it up in the article and as well. But, there is one U.S. District Court ruling, and it is probably going to be taken up by the Supreme Court at some case, where this federal detainer issue, do local law enforcement's, what's that process by which they can allow and help immigration officials to detain someone for federal immigration crimes? That's kind of up in the air, and it has been decided by one district court that it is violating immigrant detainees' rights. I believe it was in the Los Angeles Sheriff's office, but that's probably something that's going to have to be taken up by a higher court because there's a lot of disagreement over it. Mm-hmm. So
I want to thank you for coming in today. The article Nicole wrote is still up online at the Idaho Press, so you can take a look at it. Nicole, always great to have you in. Idaho Press reporter Nicole Foy.
Thank you so much.
Up next, a conversation with retired Idaho Supreme Court Justice Jim Jones about his new book. I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters.